Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Mark Cerie, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike. Today's show brought to you by Chickies of Pete's. Make sure you plan ahead for dads and grads. Chickies of Pete's has lots of options for dads and grads and their special days. Click Chickies and Pete's. .com. We have Elliot Shoreparts coming up in a couple minutes. Ike and I are going to do our quarterback list, which the people have been waiting for all week. Mm-hmm. Our quarterback list, because we couldn't let this Chris Sims thing slide. So we'll get to those in a little bit, and we're going to bring on Elliot to give his thoughts on the entire situation with Hurts and the Eagles signing Richard Rodgers today, what it means for Zach Ertz Jr. That's coming up here in a minute, and the whole Bryce Harper thing. Philly's off tonight, but they're going to play this weekend against the Yankees. I think he's got to be better. I'm starting to get annoyed with this whole Bryce Harper experience. It's okay, it's good, but it's absolutely not great and not so far what I thought it would be a couple years in. All right, so we have Elliot coming up, but it is 3 o'clock here. You know what that means. You've got a chance to win $1,000 right now. Just text the word SPORT to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide text will win $1,000. Got another chance to win Monday at 3 p.m. and every day at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. All right, Ike. Elliot Shoreparks joining the show right now. Talk about this Chris Sims list and his thoughts on Jalen Hurts and where he ranks. Elliot, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? Been enjoying the show all week.
Oh, appreciate that, ESP.
Elliot,
I don't care. Good to talk to you.
Well, we appreciate hopping on, and we usually, you know, we always appreciate good content out there, and so we're looking at Chris Sims' list, and Chris usually pretty good with quarterbacks, and we noticed like where's Jalen Hurts in this list, and then you get to realize he's not on the list. Elliot, top 40 quarterbacks in the NFL, no Jalen Hurts according to Chris Sims, and you know guys like Case Keenum are on there. What was your takeaway?
Well, when I first saw that he had the top 18 out, or, you know, there was only 18 left, I texted you and I said, wow, he's going to have Hurts above Wentz. Like, that's a take I agree with. It didn't even consider it. I didn't even consider it that he would not even be in the top 40. So, look, as you mentioned, I think Chris Sims does do a great job with quarterbacks. I strongly disagree with him on this. I think he's without question in the top 40. I mean, that's silly. I think Hurts heading into the season, you know, probably top 25-ish, but by the end of the year, I do believe he'll be a top 20, top 15 type guy.
Yeah, really? Mm-hmm. A top 15 quarterback?
Yeah, I think he has all the intangibles and all the skills you would want from a quarterback. I mean, look, last year it was his rookie year. He was not perfect, right? He played poorly against Washington. He struggled in the second half against Dallas. But to me, he has the three main things. I think he's very good from the pocket. He can make plays with his legs. And he clearly is a leader. We've seen that
good.
Last year.
He's very good from the pocket doing what?
Throwing the ball.
I disagree with that. That's what he needs to work on. Staying in the pocket instead of escaping the pocket the moment he sees a different color or the moment his first read isn't open. Let me tell you, listen, I like Jalen Hurts. I like the potential of what Hurts could be because I like that versus the unknown, right? We don't have another option, so this isn't some sort of anti-Jalen Hurts thing. But Jalen Hurts has a long way to go to prove that he can be a starting quarterback for 17 weeks in this season. And once the league gets more of a book on him of what he's good at doing versus what he's uncomfortable doing, he's going to have to be able to make that adjustment and get better at the things that he's uncomfortable doing. And when you run as much as he does, he's also going to have to stay healthy for 17 weeks. So I wouldn't have him at 40. I think that's disrespectful, especially over guys who've yet to even play in this league. Mm-hmm. But, man, we're going to have to adjust our thinking when it comes to quarterbacks. Used to be top five, and now you're leaving out 27 other quarterbacks, 12 of those quarterbacks that would be very good quarterbacks and we would be okay with having. So now it's more of a top 10 to 15 where you want your quarterback to be. That's where the best quarterbacks are. When Joe and I go through this list, you're going to get to 15 quarterbacks that we would be perfectly fine having here as our starting quarterbacks. That's just where quarterbacking in this league has gone. Top 15 is where you want your quarterback to be.
Yeah, and look, I agree with you that he has a lot to prove. Don't get me wrong, right? That's why I think now he would probably rank around 25, something like that. Clearly the bottom end of the starter. There's some guys up there that we know are bad that I would put Hurts ahead of just for the potential. But you're right, he absolutely has to prove it for 17 games. But what I meant when I said I think he's very good from the pocket is, yeah, he has stuff he has to work on, obviously. Consistency, the completion percentage last year was not good. I think it's a little misleading. But yeah, 52% was not good. But when I say I think he's very good, I saw last year he could make special throws. Like the touchdown throw to Alshon Jeffrey against the Saints, I thought was a great throw. The bomb down the field to DeSean Jackson showed off his arm strength on the run. So I think there's a lot to work with there. And, you know, yes, we're projecting, but that's why I say, yeah, he has to prove it. But I think he has the tools where he has the ability to do it. Whereas with some of these other quarterbacks, like Daniel Jones, I don't think has tools that you'd want to work with, right? But I think Jalen Hurts does. And that's why I guess it sounds like I'm a little higher on him than you are. I know you're not down on him, but that's why I think this year he could really take a step forward.
Elliot, you wrote a piece on kind of the national media is sleeping on Jalen Hurts or not as high. Why do you think that is? Because it's weird. He only started four games, and it feels like he had some really high highs those first two games, Jalen Hurts. Yeah. And his low lows were not good. They were concerning. But it does feel like, and I'm not just picking on Chris Sims, it's one list, but it does feel like a lot of national people are almost pointing more towards the negative and forgetting those two games were pretty good.
Yeah, and I understand why, because if you're a national media reporter, obviously you're covering the whole league. You're not able to follow the ins and outs of every single team. And from afar, last year, the Eagles end up close, but from afar, they were clearly a train wreck, right? They only won four games. Jalen Hurts, I believe, ended 1-3 in his four starts, right? So I think that you could definitely look from far away and go, okay, he wasn't that great. But I think the context that the national media misses sometimes is he stepped into an extremely tough situation. I mean, maybe the worst situation a rookie quarterback stepped into last year when you consider no offseason, no training camp. He wasn't getting reps with the ones throughout the year. He was playing in that ridiculous dual quarterback system. And I think the Carson Wentz situation didn't help, right? I'm not blaming Carson, but it was just a tense situation for Jalen to walk into. So I think with the full off season where he knows he's the starter, he's getting all those first team reps, they're designed offense for him as opposed to Carson. I think that then he's going to look much better. And as a national media members probably just couldn't see how tough that situation was for him last year.
Go ahead.
Ike, you go.
I was going to say, I think there's a couple things in play here when you talk about the national media. A, he only played four games last year. B, what national media will do, they will go back to what they originally thought about Jalen Hurts coming out of Oklahoma prior to being drafted. And unless he did something to change their minds there, they're just going to stick with that. Here's where I'll disagree with Elliot a little bit on the circumstances that Jalen Hurts came in. Other than the fact that the tension between the coach and the quarterback that seemingly was there and possibly front office stuff, Jalen Hurts came into, for a rookie, no expectations. He wasn't forced to play early. He got a chance to practice. You're right, he didn't have an all season, but he got 12 weeks before he actually had to go out there and play meaningful snaps. So he actually wasn't thrust into a situation where there were high expectations. By the time he got to start, there were no expectations.
The season was kind of over.
Yeah, I don't care about the Eagles still being in the playoff picture.
I'm just saying from walking in, he walked into an ugly situation when he came. I mean, look, we were all there last year. We saw how terrible this team was. I mean, I remember looking on the sideline again, and the quarterback coach isn't even talking to him, right? Like, he's talking to Carson the whole time. So I agree the expectations were not there for Jalen Hurts, which is definitely something other quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, had to deal with. I just think on the field and the current state of the franchise last year was very tough for Jalen to navigate.
Elliot, I think there's one thing. You mentioned his intangibles. And I think when we use that word sometimes, it's almost like we don't think the guy can play. Good players have good intangibles too sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned the intangibles. And I think it's something that Sims or maybe other Nashville guys are missing. The first time I watched Jalen Hurts play at Alabama, I didn't even think he was a quarterback. I didn't think he could throw well enough. He's improved so much just from where he was 4 or 5 years ago. I think that's the one thing some of these people who rank him really low are missing, that he might surprise us again. Like, he's gotten to the point where he's going to start in the NFL, and if you told me that 4 years ago, I would have said no. So he could do it again. Like, he could take one more jump that a lot of people aren't expecting.
Yeah, and I don't think that internally the Eagles are sold on Jalen Hurts as their guy, right? I think that's been pretty clear with how they talk about him. And look, they really shouldn't be yet. I mean, he's only played 4 games. To make a massive commitment to him doesn't really make sense. But one thing that they do believe internally is he has improved every year. Like, when you, like you just mentioned, you go from Alabama to Oklahoma, he improved as a passer. They think he improved as a passer from Oklahoma to last year. You look at the videos of him working this offseason, you know, he looks bigger. When I saw him briefly at camp, the ball is coming out quick. So I think he could improve again. And so the intangibles often we talk about him are, you know, his teammates like him, he's a leader and all those things. But he does work extremely hard, and you can see that throughout his career that, you know, to your point, he has improved each and every year.
Yeah, and my only concern is part the Eagles still need to be convinced. You drafted this kid. You've been around him an entire year. You still need to be convinced. That concerns me, not from the standpoint of whether or not he's an elite quarterback or what have you, but just from the standpoint of whether or not they think he's a starting quarterback in this league. You drafted him for a reason. Intangibles, you know all of that. They knew that when they drafted him. They did their homework on him. Remember, that's why they drafted him, the intangibles. Mm-hmm. Now we need to look at the physical things. Do you love his arm strength? Do you love how he can dissect defenses, recognize his defense, get the ball out of his hands quick, throw the ball into tight windows, throw the ball from one hash mark to the other hash mark on a 20-yard out route? These are things they had the opportunity to watch for an entire year. They got to watch that, and they still need to be convinced that he's the guy. That would concern me if I'm a, quote-unquote, Jalen Hurts is our starter moving forward. That's why people are reluctant, because the Eagles have showed hesitancy.
Yeah.
Like, that's why. Like, yeah, they could easily come out and sing the praises of Jalen Hurts and everything they love about him from a physical standpoint. Everything you want in a franchise quarterback. Do you think they would have, when they drafted Wentz number 2 overall, they would have to wait to be convinced? No, they would know because of the physical attributes. So there are still some questions from the Eagles about Jalen Hurts. He could win them over, but it's clear that they aren't completely sold that he could be the guy for 17 weeks year after year after year.
Yeah, look, they drafted him to be a backup, right? When they drafted him last year, it made sense because Carson was under contract and no one thought Carson was going anywhere. They said finding a good backup quarterback is hard in this league. So I don't think they drafted him, obviously, with anywhere near the same intention as when they drafted Carson number 2 overall.
Right.
The only thing I would say is I don't know if there's a huge difference. I mean, you're right that they're not sold internally, but even if they came out this offseason and were like, he's the guy, he's our starter, we believe in him, I guess, you know, PR-wise, that would help. But ultimately, at the end of the day, Jalen is what he is, which is a second-round pick that's in his second year, and they don't have to show any type of real commitment to him financially for a few years. So I understand what you're saying, that the fans, and rightfully so, if the Eagles aren't being super excited about Jalen, why should the fans be? I just think that has more to do with coming off of what they just did with Carson, being all so in on somebody, being, you know, having him on the side of the stadium, having him all over the NovaCare. I do think there's a part of them just saying, like, look, let's take a step back. Let's not put that all on Jalen yet. And if he earns it, we'll give it to him. But I think that's more of it as opposed to them being, like, extremely nervous about Jalen.
Elliot, last one for you. Jack put the breaking news sounder on about 15 minutes ago. I don't know if it counts, but there was some news. Eagles have re-signed Richard Rodgers here. What's your thought on him? He was pretty good for what he did last year in his role. Your thoughts on the Richard Rodgers signing coming back here?
Yeah, I mean, he was maybe their best receiver for a stretch of some last year, right? So, I mean, that shows how bad they were last year for the Eagles. I think this is just another indication that Ertz is gone. Clearly, Richard Rodgers is not going to be playing, you know, a ton of time, but you bring in a veteran guy that's going to be the backup to Goddard. Him and Goddard are close. They have a good relationship. I think that will help, you know, Goddard move into his role as the number one starting tight end. But you're not going to, I don't think at least, have all three tight ends and then potentially a fourth, you know, young guy that they have on the roster. So I think there's just another indication that Ertz is definitely gone.
It certainly feels like it.
I got a question. Are we getting a cornerback anytime soon?
They better.
No.
They better. I mean, Steven Nelson's still sitting out there, right? And I know that they've talked. Like, I don't know what the holdup there is. I don't know what he's waiting for. I guess at this point, if you're him, there's really nothing happening in the next 6 weeks. So maybe you wait and you know, another offer comes in. But, yeah, it's clear that their biggest need is a number two corner. And if they can get a good one, if they can get Steven Nelson, look, I think they're a playoff team. So I would definitely go out and sign him if I were them.
ESP going playoffs?
Oh, he's ready. He wants to say it right now. Hey, here's the thing. Like, that would count as breaking news by Jack. Steven Nelson signing, a number two corner signing, not a number three tight end. Elliot, thank you for hopping on. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, E.
Sound good. Talk to you guys later. Yep.
There he goes. Elliot,
well, first off, is a number two tight end.
I was going to say, yeah, he might be our number two tight end.
Well, but he should be a three, right? Like that's what he should be. We're not.
Name an Eagle that was more consistently open last year than Richard Rodgers.
That's because they didn't cover him.
Answer the question.
Didn't he catch the Hail Mary against the Seahawks to
he
cover?
Did.
Sure did, pal.
Yeah, he did.
Is there anything that he can't do?
It was a good cover. I mean, that was, it's a great, considering how bad that
I
game was.
I remember that, yeah. I remember
that,
yes.
I was like, wow, they covered that thing? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in.
It was actually some people mad because they covered.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people, actually. Today's show brought to you by Chickies of Pete. Summer of Shellfish is back. Enjoy the new lobster, crab fries, seafood bake, Sicilian calamari, and more. Details at chickiesandpete.com. All right, we're going to get to our quarterback list in a little bit here. First, let's talk about this Bryce Harper thing. So Bryce Harper comes in tonight on an off night, a strange off night for the Phillies.
Weird.
On a Friday. I hate it. I hate there's no baseball tonight. But the Phillies welcome in the Yankees this weekend. It's a big series, and the Phillies trying to keep the momentum going of winning two series in a row. But Bryce Harper's got to be better. I'm just getting tired of the Bryce Harper experience. Ike is not there yet. Mm-mm. Where are you guys? 215-592-9494. Let's talk to
the Philly guy.
Let's talk to Nate in Camden. Let's go. Nate, what are you thinking here, man?
Yeah, I think Rice is okay, man. Leave him alone. Let him get time to recover, guys. You get hit in the face with a ball, that's pretty hard. And also, it's going to be a rainy night in Georgia, Ike. We're going to bust him out, man, take him out, and I need some Ike juice. You guys have a great weekend. Nice talk.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Man, that was quick.
So our friend there in Camden just told us that it's too early, right? Like, when do I get to sit here and say I'm not happy with the Bryce Harper experience? Like, this is year three. This is not...
It's not a full year three. It's technically it's about 2 years, really.
So, like, because of what happened last year,
yes.
I can't evaluate that?
It was
that.
Only 60 games last year.
You know, right? What you guys are all going to do, you Bryce Harper people, you're going to make it to the point. I feel like I like Bryce Harper, but we're going to get to the point now. We're going to get to year seven. Like, you know what? We're at year seven. Let's just wait till the end of year 13, then we could evaluate. Like, what? When could we evaluate what Bryce Harper is? At the end of this year, All-Star break, end of this weekend, Ike. I need to know when you're going to say, you know what?
I mean, I would at least give it to the All-Star break. That's another month.
So he's on the clock for you now.
I mean, listen, no, I'm. He's not on the clock for me. We got a long way to go before I'm ready to be critical of Bryce Harper. He hasn't done anything other than not live up to the expectations. He hasn't given me a reason to be critical on him, be critical with him and the way he's played, what he's putting out there on the field. If he's out there not giving full effort, if he's giving us a bad attitude when he's talking to the media, what have you, then yeah, then you jump on him. Yeah, I don't give him the benefit of the doubt, you know. But as far as I'm concerned, he understands he's struggling. It's bothering him. And I'm just more or less in the camp of, if the guy recognizes that he's struggling and he seemingly is trying to fight and work his way through it, then he's earned up enough cachet with me to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You know what's interesting? You know what's interesting about what you said about him? And for the most part, he has said the right things, right? When he struggles, he says, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
This year, he really hasn't had to, because there's no, at least so far, there hasn't been clubhouse access for reporters.
That's a good point, yeah.
And the Phillies will only roll out the person at the Zoom that kind of was the story
star
of the game. Right.
Yeah, storyline of the game.
So he's had tough moments this year. He was obviously hurting. When he went on the IL, I don't think we heard from him, because it's not like a reporter can walk up to his locker and say, hey, Bryce, what's going on? And he talks. So, I mean, he hasn't done anything wrong, but he also hasn't been pressed this year to talk about his play. It's just, it's kind of the reality of what's going on here. Let's talk to Bill and Pittman. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's good, up, Bill?
Hey, listen, man, I want to hit on Jalen before I get to Bryce. Everybody disrespecting Jalen in the media. All they're doing is adding fuel to his competitive fire. He's got to come out and prove me wrong this season. So I'm looking forward to it.
I hope he does. I mean, well, like he's been doubted before, right? He mm-hmm. lost his job at Alabama. He had a transfer. I mean, I don't worry about his psyche. He seems like a really tough-minded kid. Here's what I'm going to say about Jalen Hurts. He's going to become the best he can. Like, I think he's going to
sure.
reach his ceiling. Yeah. Whatever that
sure.
is, he's going to find a way to get there.
I don't even see where anybody's disrespected him.
Well, 40. He's not in the top 40.
Well, I mean, listen, that's these lists. People put out lists, and you can't wear. I mean, Bill said that, like, people are killing Jalen Hurts on a regular basis through the media. People put out these lists so that people can conversate about him, talk about him, their talking points. For the most part, Jalen Hurts is really in a holding pattern saying, we want to see what he can do.
Right.
I think it's crazy to go out there and make proclamations he's going to be a top 15 quarterback. That's idiotically to me. I mean, are you kidding me? Four starts, and now he's going to be a top 15 quarterback?
Bill, what are you thinking on Bryce?
All right. And this was going on before Bryce got hit. He is really, really struggling with balls low and away in the zone. He can't get to him. He's trying to pull them. And, you know, if a pitcher who's got good command of their pitches knows that, they're going to just pound the ball down there. And that's what's happening to Bryce. I mean, if you watch his at-bats, the majority of pitches that he receives are down low and away in the zone, and he's trying to pull them, and he can't get to them. He's striking out gloriously on them, and what he needs to do is just settle down, step to the ball, and hit it opposite field. And he's got the power to hit home runs opposite field if he goes that way. And I think that's a way bigger problem than him getting hit in the face, because that was going on before he got hit.
Yeah, he misses a lot of pitches in the zone. We appreciate the phone call. I mean, it's one thing to swing and miss at a bad pitch, but he swings and misses at strikes. It's almost like he's not very difficult to pitch to sometimes. And you want your best hitters to be hard to pitch to, right? Like, you want pitchers to have to work really hard. I mean, sometimes with Bryce, it doesn't feel that way. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to the Matt in Potsdam. What's up, the Matt?
Hey, guys. What's happening? Happy Friday.
You
the
too,
Matt
buddy.
Is the Matt.
I mean, have you ever watched – do you watch sports?
The Matt.
No, but you say, like, let's go to the Matt.
Well,
go
I mean,
to the Matt. Like, Matt. Like, he's a wrestling Matt. Like, let's go do the Matt.
All right.
Like, do you watch football?
All right,
the Ohio State University, the Matt in Potsdam. Do you listen to the show? I mean
– I listen to the show. Okay, let's try it again. I put Matt on hold. The Matt in Potsdam. Here we go.
Hey, guys. I'm still in a hurry. Bryce Harper. Let's just talk about Bryce Harper for a minute. So,
Jack, you're rough,
what
man.
Some people have said, I agree. A lot of this was going on prior to getting hit in the face with the fastball. But here's the thing. You can't discount that. I don't care what was happening prior. You get hit in the face with a fastball like that, it's going to affect you in some way. There was another caller earlier that mentioned, or maybe it was even Ike that mentioned, you know, why the Nationals won a world title after he left. That's also going to affect him both physically and mentally in a lot of ways. He spent a lot of time in the Nationals. He put a lot of work in there and wasn't able to get him over the hump. When he left there, it was, you know, not on great terms, and then they turn around and win a world title. So that's going to affect them as well. So no excuses. I'm not happy with the production, but I'm not pushing a panic button. But there's one thing I do want to, like, I don't know if it's been brought up or not. And, you know, I know we have our baseball aficionado there and Jack, so I'm sure he can add into this. You just mentioned about Bryce missing terribly with pitches within the strike zone, which is 100% accurate. Low and away, he has trouble with. How much adjustment have we ever seen in Bryce Harper when he was in Washington or since he's been here in the way that he approaches his at-bats, the way that he approaches his swing? I think he has been figured out over this time period. I think he is easy to pitch to by some pitchers. He's very predictable in how he goes about what pitches he goes after. I think that at some point he needs to be – he is talented enough to be stripped down and reinvent himself. When you look at the history of baseball, guys that are successful, either they can go in and they can hit anything with anything. They can go in there and hit with a broomstick and still bat 300. And then there's other guys that make those slight adjustments that make the pitchers always on their heels. I have not seen adjustments in Bryce's swing since he's been here.
I agree.
Now I'm wondering
– I agree, Matt. Appreciate it.
Joe and Jack, you can chime in if you want to before we go to break. Is that Bryce being stubborn? Is that not accepting coaching?
Well, what's interesting with Bryce is that he's actually kept the same kind of swing the whole time he's been here. While in Washington, he changed it up a lot. Like, he's a big tinkerer.
Okay.
But he's actually been relatively consistent here. But he also is a guy that doesn't Like, he doesn't really need a hitting coach. Like, he's almost his own hitting coach.
Yeah, that doesn't work when you're batting 260.
Well, I mean, remember, when they did the curveball machine and Bryce laughed
yeah,
at
laughed,
it,
yeah.
And everyone was on Bryce's side. But, like, that should have been a little bit of a red flag. Like, hey,
kind of.
Can we adjust here, or are we going to laugh at the idea of adjustments?
Right, right.
Look, if he's hitting 40 home runs, he could do what he wants. Yeah. When he has 8 in June, you can't. Like, that's the problem. He has 8 in June. Like, that's just not good enough. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Are you – and look, here's the way I am. I'll just say it like this. I am getting tired of the Bryce Harper experience. It's not what I thought we were getting. It's not good enough. Ike's not there yet. Where are you? 215-592-9494. And on the other side, we'll get to our quarterback rankings. Where do we have Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz? And we'll continue the calls on Bryce Harper and more. Yes, that is coming up on Mark Cerie, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.